Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you on a getaway Friday night, right in the middle of the month of May. Friday, May the 15th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. You are tuned into Friday Night Live, live from Marion, Ohio. It's Friday night. Hope you're having a great time out there and enjoying the fairly nice weather. Temperature's a little warm. It's a little muggy, a little rainy, but that's okay. I'm in here with Bailey Hunt tonight, and we have some very, very, very special guests. A person who was in studio, boy, about 4 months ago, will be joining us. I don't think ever on the air, though. And then we've got a person who's never been to the studio, and we are so excited to have him because he has called in. And when he called in, we got tons and tons of phone calls saying how good this person's voice was and how good they were on the air. So we are so excited to have him live in studio. Now, I'm not going to do the introductions here because these people are closer to the other person than they are to me, so I'm going to let Bales do the intros. Bales, who's in the studio tonight?
All right, well, I brought both of my boys with me, so I have Caden and Austin.
Say hello, Caden.
Hello.
Hello, Austin. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Austin was a little loud. That was my fault. That wasn't Austin's fault. I had the microphone turned up. That was me. Not your fault, Austin. You're doing good.
That hurt my ears. That was
I have a joke to tell.
Caden does have a joke to tell. So what? Because he rehearsed this joke, and it is big funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny. So now, Caden, it's Caden's joke corner right off the bat. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is the difference between Alabama and Cheerios? One belongs in a bowl and another one doesn't.
You're not funny, kid.
I like joke too.
Okay.
Well, Austin, we don't want to kill him with jokes in hour number one, so we'll save yours for hour number two, and we'll screen it during the break, and we'll see how that goes. Now, Caden, you listen to the show during the day, right?
Yes, I do.
And you like trivia, right? You want to be the trivia person.
Yes.
So now that we did the joke, I'm going to let you ask some trivia questions.
Okay, I'm kind of scared.
No, you are doing great. You're going to be fine. All you need to do, let's see here. All you have to do you want to do Family Feud? Do you just want to ask a trivia question? What do you want to do?
I want to ask a trivia question.
Ask a trivia question. Okay, this is good. Just read next to the number one there.
Hey.
This is a trivia question.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be able in the areas.
Don't give the answer.
That's good. So do you see the answer? It's circled. So if somebody calls in and gives that answer, they're right. But don't give them the answer. But that's read the question one more time. You did that really well.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be able in all areas.
Well, that's cool. You're doing great. That was great. So there you go. That's a trivia question for tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you want to try to answer that trivia question. Now, did you know the answer? Did you look at the answer?
Yes, okay. I did.
So don't give the answer, but did you know that's where you get that?
No, not at all.
No, neither did I. I've never ordered that. Do you know the answer? Yeah, do you know where that is?
No.
It's very different. So, what do we need to know about you, Caden? How are you in school? What's going on? What do you like to do?
Okay, I play lots of sports. I play basketball, I do wrestling, and I play soccer and baseball. I'm an all-age student, and my favorite food is pizza.
Very cool. And you just had some pizza before we went on the air tonight.
Mm-hmm. It was stuffed crust, and it's really good.
And I hear you're very good at sports.
Yes,
I've played basketball with you.
Yeah, true. It was on my mini hoop, but you weren't too good at it.
No, I wasn't. It's another failure in life of mine.
Yeah, I was mostly dunking.
It was just dunking, I know.
What's your best sport?
Baseball.
Really?
Yeah, I hit a grand slam and a home run.
I would say soccer, since, you know, that's the sport you travel with.
True. Well, I don't really travel. I just go to, like, Cincinnati or Cleveland, I think. I don't know.
Well, until you get older. And then we'll go out of state. But
yeah, like next year?
Mm-hmm.
To, like, Indiana?
cool. Baseball's a very cool sport. That now, is. What's in Indiana? What do you want to go to Indiana for?
I want to play soccer there, and I want to meet some people.
Oh, and some Indianans?
When he gets a little bit older, they have soccer tournaments all over. Like, we'll go to Vegas and, like, Florida, Disney, all that stuff.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Soccer, I played soccer when I was young.
It's expensive.
So someone wants to call in and try to guess the answer.
I give them the question again.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available.
There you go.
In all areas.
Perfect. So think that through. And if you know, it's very tough because we didn't know the answer. So maybe the audience doesn't know the answer. But if you do know the answer, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Austin, what do you like?
I like a cake. It was my birthday.
Oh, what kind of cake are you looking forward to?
Chocolate. Yep, his birthday is in 3 days.
Coming up.
Turning 5.
Big 5 in 3 days. Are you excited?
Yeah, I got birthday presents.
Very cool. What's your favorite birthday present so far?
I got...
You don't have to scream.
I got a werewolf mask and a werewolf cowl.
Oh, very cool.
And a werewolf mask. His ears are wide up.
That's very cool.
We're also going to get fish after this.
That's right. There's going to be we're going to the fish emporium when this is over to get fish. Now, how many fish do you want, Austin?
Five
fish for the 5th birthday.
Yeah.
I will read that question again if anybody wants to call in.
Go right ahead.
And I got... Okay. I got a fishy pond out my house.
Very nice.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas.
Very cool. Done like a pro. So, Austin, what are you going to name these fish?
One is fast, and one is slow, and one is super fast like Caden.
Oh, ooh, very nice.
I am really fast. True.
That's some good names.
Flash, Flow, Super Flash. We have two more.
Oh, I know we can name one. We could name one Black Panther.
Yeah.
There you go. Now there's one left.
And let's name one more werewolf.
Okay. Werewolf. Which is an interesting thing because the first time Caden called in, to answer a trivia question,
It was a wolf.
It was about a wolf.
We have an answer online, or a guess online.
Oh, who's that?
Caden's grandparents.
Oh, what was the guess?
Say Dairy Queen.
Is the answer Dairy Queen, Caden? No, don't give the answer if it's not Dairy Queen. Is Dairy Queen right?
Nope.
Dairy Queen is not the right answer.
I wish it was. That would taste good.
Oh, I love the Dairy Queen. You know, every year, on the day before Thanksgiving, I go to the Dairy Queen.
Me too.
And get...
Yeah, true, we do.
And get an Oreo Blizzard.
And I got a dinosaur cake.
Oh, a dinosaur cake?
No.
Oh, I heard differently about that.
I got a Spider-Man cake.
Spider-Man cake.
Yeah, Austin was here on Thanksgiving, and I was at school, and my mom could have come pick me up at school, but she didn't.
Now, does anybody know Spider-Man's real name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Peter Parker,
that's right. That's good.
What's about Spider-Man's name?
I don't know. Oh, Peter Parker.
Nope, it is Miles.
Miles?
Yeah.
There's a new cartoon on Disney Plus with Spider-Man, or a movie.
It's Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And his name is Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, fat Peter Parker, a girl, a pig one, a robot, and then Miles.
Now, who is Miles?
He's like a black boy.
Oh.
And he's a black Spider-Man.
Well.
It was Spider-Man's suit, but then he died. And he's very panicky. Well,
I think we'll move on to the next subject there. Although that sounds like a very interesting show.
Some people haven't even answered this.
I know some people. But that we did get a guess, though.
Yeah, no one called in yet.
Well, I think people don't know the answer to it. It's a very tough question. It's a little different than Family Feud, where people can just throw guesses out there. This has to be the exact right answer.
Well, they better start guessing.
Now, again, what is that cake? Does that sound good to you?
No, I don't like chocolate.
Neither do I. I'm not a chocolate person.
I don't like white milk either.
You know, I don't drink much milk either. Have you ever had strawberry milk?
Yes, I love strawberry milk.
Man, this kid and I are on the same mindset here.
I will give Caden white cake.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like strawberry milk too, and when I drink milk. And I also like strawberry ice cream, if I'm going to have ice cream.
I'm chocolate all the way.
You know, if
milkshake, strawberry.
Right now, I'll probably go get some stuffed crust from the pizza.
McDonald's has the best strawberry milkshake.
I'm the same one, a mommy.
Yeah, you love chocolate.
I will say that question one more time if anyone wants to call in. Where do you go to get a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas.
Like a pro, where do you go to get a double chocolate chip cake, right? I don't know. It's not Dairy Queen, although that was a good guess.
I feel like Austin wants to say something, but he's just looking at me.
Well, he might be waiting for you to say. You've been very mute tonight.
Well, I mean, what's the point of me talking? I have, like, my two minis.
Well, I don't know, because this one... like strawberry. I think we're more on the same path over here.
Yeah, I like strawberries and sugar.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God. I'm allergic to strawberries, but I like chocolate.
Well, then how do you have strawberry jam?
And I like a vanilla.
Yeah, we got strawberry jam, and you put some vanilla in it, but the first one you did, you didn't put any vanilla in it, and you didn't have a allergic reaction to it.
Well, yes, because it's cooked. I have to cook the jam. When I make it, I cook it.
We'll cook the ice cream for you, and then you can enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll cook the ice cream for you. Wait, you can't have strawberry ice cream? Oh, shackles. We'll cook the milk for you. We'll cook the milk for you.
We'll have to write that one down and
someone wants
run
to
that through
come
the
and answer.
On.
I will read it one more time. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas.
That's a thing.
If you want to call in and just give us an answer.
Someone please call us if this kid will
no, this
be
is
satisfied.
How you do it. When you do a trivia question, you ask it over and over and over until somebody answers your question.
He really wants someone to call, though.
Well, somebody eventually will. We've got plenty. We're only at 8:30.
I want to say something.
Go right ahead.
Who is a coronavirus in?
I don't think a lot of people have it, but.
I think we're good in this area.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed. I think we're sharp in this area.
But yeah. My friend's at school.
Holy frick. Calm down.
It is very nice to me.
Yeah.
I turned on. And a werewolf always out of school.
He tried to turn me into a werewolf, but it really... No, I don't want to be a werewolf. Oh, and I got one more question to ask.
Now, I will point out to the audience, I didn't have kids. Now, this was a thing in my life. But I like these
kids. I got
things.
One more thing to ask.
Oh, man.
Go right ahead.
I want to... text my friends on my phone and say, what are you doing? And say, I'm sick.
I wish you had a phone. That would be cool. I have one more question to ask.
Go right ahead.
If anybody wants to call in and tell and they like strawberry milk, call in and say you like strawberry milk.
Now, what is it you like about strawberry milk?
It just, like, has a good texture.
Doesn't it? It goes right down the throat much easier than normal milk.
On a side note, I've never laughed so hard in a long time that I've been crying, so there's that.
Well, we're having a good time.
But you're not crying.
There's a little tear in the corner.
Tears of joy.
Your eyes are just sweating.
Yeah.
She does sweat a lot in here. I don't know what that is.
I know. She's just weird.
I know. It's not television. We're not under hot lights or anything.
My hands are sweaty, you see?
I mean, we're only under, like, two lights.
I know. It's nice and room temperature in here at this point.
It's one room.
Yeah, and you're drinking coffee and you're still not sweaty.
I know. I'm having a hot coffee here. Enjoying myself.
Yeah.
On this Friday Night Live broadcast tonight.
We have another guest.
Go ahead.
Ooh. Baskin Robbins.
No, not even close.
These ice cream places are coming in tonight. Dairy Queen, Baskin Robbins. Yep. You know, there was a type of ice cream that I used to like, and it was like a special kind you had to get, and I can't remember.
Is it like cookie dough? No,
it wasn't cookie dough.
I got one more question to ask.
Go ahead.
What's my friend's name?
I have one suggestion to make. He's almost 5 and has a girlfriend.
Oh.
I do not.
Yeah, her name's Lacey.
Lacey.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh. Well, the word's out now.
Sorry, guys.
I think this might be a true story. When there's threats like that, you know there might be a true story.
Okay,
there.
Another guess. Applebee's.
No, not even close.
Look, I'm just getting it off my computer.
Now, who are these guesses coming from?
I don't know.
One of my friends and then Caden's grandparents.
I didn't know you had friends. We've been through this week after week after week.
Why are you guys just texting even when you guys could call in?
That's a good question.
Well, the phone's open. There's no charge. It's a toll-free line.
740-383-9944. One more question to ask.
Good.
What's my old friend's name? One is Frazee, and one is
Donald Trump. No. one of his friend's name is Nolan. Bentley. And Nolan.
Me?
Bentley?
Mm-hmm.
Nolan.
I met a Bentley today. Who? Who's a young person.
Yeah, my another friend is Nolan.
And that's not like a common name. Now, where is this Bentley from?
That's my nephew's middle name.
Yeah. Is it? No, I met a Bentley. I've never heard that name today.
My friend, Nolan, he lives in way far away.
Okay, Sky, if you want to give them your number one more time to call in.
You want me to write it down for you so you can give it?
Sure.
Oh, we can do that. If I had a piece of paper, I'd be right in this right now.
Yeah. You
I can give you that. We can
do
use that.
Do that.
Somebody talk.
Oh, sorry. I was sending someone the number.
Okay, here is if you want to call in, it is 740-383-9944.
Now, this is interesting, because last time one of your people called in, there was some discord after that particular program. So this will be interesting if somebody calls in.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
One of my people.
Yeah, one of your people called in one time.
I'm going to...
After that show, there was a whole thing. Uber.
When will this be over? He wants his fish.
Oh, I
okay,
know.
So I'm going to ask you guys the question one more time.
Go ahead.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas. What do you think the answer is? Call in at 740-383-9944.
You might have your own show pretty soon. You did that well.
Oh, that'd be entertaining.
What would be?
I would probably just be sitting on the toilet.
I really want my fish so bad.
We're close to the fish tonight, I'll tell you.
Austin, if you don't want to be on, you can go in there and play if you want.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Who is this? Won't this be interesting? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, let me speak to Caden. This is his granddaddy from Mississippi.
He can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Caden. What about, is it only in Ohio?
Is that place only in Ohio?
I don't know. No.
Is it nationwide?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What about Chili?
Nope.
Walmart?
Nope.
No. I know where you could get the best double chocolate chip cake.
Where?
Down at Pop Pop's house in Mississippi.
Cool.
You'll have to go down there and try out sometime, huh?
I will.
That's what you'll have to do. You're doing good, though. Doing a good job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there, the grandfather called in. How nice.
Yep.
You know what's interesting? It's good that we commemorated that occasion.
Yeah.
My grandfather used to call this station.
The one that,
I got!
Yeah, he didn't call
in
anymore.
Question.
I don't know that he'll be calling anymore.
Okay, here's the question one more time. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas. If anyone wants to call in.
Well, you did have a guest there. That's good.
You can
call. You had a guest that was out of state.
At 740-383-9944.
Perfect. Done like a champ. Is it like the cat got your tongue tonight or something?
I want to call in.
You can call on my phone and just say, hey, I'm at the radio.
What's your guess?
Right,
what's your guess, Austin? What restaurant do you think that is?
It's not really a restaurant.
It's McDonald's.
Oh!
That's a good guess, but not McDonald's. Here you go, Caden. This is for you. Say hello.
Hello?
Caden? This is Nana.
Oh, Nana. Hi, Nana.
Hey, Austin. So, is the best double
you
chocolate
chip
cake
You want a radio station?
Shh. Austin,
Arby's?
Yeah.
Nope.
Dang it. Well, then I don't know, but I'll be listening to see if you tell us in the end.
Okay.
All right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
How nice.
Nana.
Now, by the way, if people do want to listen to this, it will be on the website probably sometime this weekend, wwgh1071.com, and you can download this program and listen to it.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas. If anyone wants to call in, 740-383-9944.
Perfect.
I want to call in. Oh, my God.
Do you have another guess, Austin?
Yeah.
What is it?
I want to go get my fish really super bad and put them in my fish tank. Okay, we will do that in, 4 hours.
Okay, so another guess. Fridays.
Nope. Okay, I'll give you the question one more time.
Give the question.
Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas. If you want to call in, it's 740-383-9944. I want to call in. Oh my gosh, Austin.
I have a tremendous sense of deja vu with this program.
I still want to call in. Just remember, 740-383-9944.
Now, if people would like to mail in their...
I still want to call in.
If people would like to mail in their answer, they can mail it to where, Caden?
You have the address in
your hand.
Yep,
right in your hand.
Marion, Ohio?
No. Okay, oh. Well...
WWGH Podcast Radio 165 Center Street Studio 208 Marion, Ohio 43302.
And we will wait for those to show up.
Okay.
They will be here before you know it. Now,
would you like to
have another guess online?
Oh, go ahead.
A Cracker Barrel.
Nope.
No.
But that is a Cracker Barrel. Oh, I love their mac and cheese.
You know, a Cracker Barrel is okay, but I had a bad experience with the Cracker Barrel one time.
What was that about?
Well, what happened was, I'm glad
what
you asked.
What was it about?
I went to the Cracker Barrel, and I sat down, and I ordered, and the lady brought the food, and I ate the food, and I was with somebody else, mm-hmm. and then the lady never came back with the bill, and I sat there for 7 weeks.
7 weeks?
7 weeks. I had to, what happened was, you know, the Cracker Barrel has that gift shop. I had to go out there and buy soap and shampoo and a sleeping bag, and I slept at this table in the Cracker Barrel for 7 weeks.
I love your stories.
Well, that's a true, that's like a life anecdote.
Wait, she finally brought it?
Me too.
7 weeks later, she finally brought it. But I had to celebrate Easter there. I had to celebrate Memorial Day there. I had to have a cookout in the booth. I had to get the grill out and the hot dogs and the hamburgers.
Hello. Okay. If anyone wants to call in, I can give the thing one more time. Where would you get a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas.
And your mother is trying to look at the answer.
The address.
I want to call in.
The address. No. The number is 740-383-9944.
Now, why does Mom want to know the answer? Kaden knows the answer.
Because
that's all that we need.
Because she wants to tell everybody.
So do tell.
Okay.
Do tell.
Why do I want to know?
The answer.
Because I like knowing stuff.
Sorry.
This happens all the time. All week long, you do these questions, and I message you, and I'm like, what's the answer?
And I don't tell you.
I know.
Well, because they're trivia, and I think you Google some of these things.
But I can't guess, so...
No, but we don't want you to know, right?
Ugh.
Well, I'll let Kaden decide. Do you want to tell your mom the answer?
No, she's going to tell everybody on the air.
Okay, well...
You're not trusted.
Okay. So, it's just me and Scott's beers.
There you go.
I'll be right back.
It's going to be me and Kaden here for a moment.
Okay.
Wow.
I will give you the... Here, you want to read this? And
I can read the question.
Address?
You're going to give him the address? All right, here we go. Now, I'm here with Kaden, and we're having a great time tonight. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? This may not be available in all areas. 740-383-9944. Now, I will give you this hint. To quote my 4-year-old son, now this is a quote, obviously I don't have a 4-year-old son, but to quote my 4-year-old son, great cake. So where is that double chocolate chip cake from?
Call in at 740-383-9944. Please call in and try to guess.
You know, Kaden, the other night I was out on the porch, and across from where I live, they were... having a tractor and a combine in the field planting beans.
Wow.
What's that? Well, wow. What happened?
I was saying wow. What you said.
Oh, because they were planting? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were planting the tractor was out there with a combine and they were planting beans.
So if you want to call in, try to guess that question. If you want to read it one more time.
Well, hold off on that for a sec. What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas, because it's right by my birthday.
Right by your birthday. Now, your birthday is when?
December 9th.
December 9th.
I turned 10.
You'll turn 10 this year?
Yep.
Now, what do you want to do for your big 10th birthday on December the 9th?
If this stupid coronavirus crap is over, I either want to go... there's not many stuff open to do, because it's like winter.
Well, it is. Yeah, all the summer activities are over, but there are some winter things like the
Sky Zone.
Zoo lights.
Sky Zone, I mean.
Sky Zone?
There's lots of stuff to do. I mean, but I really want to go bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah, sounds fun. I'll invite you.
Oh, I would come. Sure. So, have you been bowling?
Yeah. I've been bowling with my Nautilat called in.
Very
nice.
That
was my last time going bowling because of coronavirus, but I got a strike my first try.
You got a strike the first try when
yep.
you were bowling?
I beat her.
Oh, very nice.
By a lot. It was like 300, like 251.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead.
A bakery.
No.
No, not a bakery.
Well, it's not my guess. I was just asking.
Okay.
Well, no, don't get defensive. It's okay.
You can call at 740-383-9944.
We had a nice little conversation about the 10th birthday coming up on December the 9th.
Yes.
Bowling. He invited me to a bowling party.
Are you paying for this party?
Well, he invited me, did you not?
Yeah, I invited him.
Why, is that wrong? I can't be invited to the party?
I didn't know we were having a bowling party.
Well, we just thought about it.
Oh, yeah, we're having a bowling party.
Oh.
You better get that right soon, Mother.
Well, you know, the thing is, your birthday is 16 days before Christmas.
I got one more day. Your birthday is 16 days before Christmas. What matters? We going bowling.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. We going bowling.
Sounds like there's going to be bowling on December the 9th. That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm with Mommy.
Booty cheeks.
And I'm,
there you go.
And I'm with Caden too.
If you guys want to call in and try to answer.
Okay, I have another guess.
What is it?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who got it?
His name's Kent.
Kent.
Wow, amazing.
Amazing.
Has he been to Kentucky Fried Chicken quite a bit?
No.
Yes.
Okay, stop. Amazing. Stop. He sent me a picture where it was a free cake, a double chocolate chip cake, family size. I think for like Mother's Day or something.
Okay, if you guys, we will give you another trivia question.
Go down to the next trivia question.
Which restaurant serves fruit and yogurt?
Parfait.
Parfait.
Oh, I know this one. And I saw the answer.
Well, you got that evil beak looking around here.
What?
You have that evil nose of yours.
It should be really easy if you guys just want to call in at 740-383-9944.
The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
We enjoyed the two callers we had. Those were nice people, sure.
They're both.
Oh, I have a guess.
What?
From your grandparents. They said McDonald's.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, next trivia question.
Now keep it low this time, because your mom likes to look at these answers.
Oh, I know it.
We'll do that one. Okay, yeah.
Ohio Fried.
You know what? That's going to be too easy. So let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay, let's do... Oh, yeah, this will be a harder one. Now, just leave it flat. So read that one.
Where...
You have to read it into the microphone, though.
Where would you go for a hand of ice cream shake?
There you go. That happens a lot when you bend over. Your headphones fall off.
The headphones are way too big for him anyway.
I can't hear.
There, they pop back in?
Yep.
All right. So, the question again was...
Where would you go for a hand-scooped ice cream shake?
There you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That is the question on the table. And we're going to hide our answer this time.
Remember, just call 740-383-9944.
I want to call in.
9944.
Austin, you realize you're sitting here, so you don't have to call. You can just say, I want to guess.
Please call in at 740-383-9944.
I want to call
in. Call lines are open.
Okay, Austin, what are your guesses?
I guess is a...
I can't whisper on air.
Well, just say it.
Well, we have a guess.
Go ahead.
Ben and Jerry's.
Nope. Please call in at 740-383-9944. Call in lines are open.
It is McDonald's.
Not even close. But if you guys want to call in, just remember 740-383-9944.
51 minutes past the hour here on a Friday Night Live program each and every Friday night.
I got another guess.
At least for the time being.
I got another guess.
Go ahead.
It's a McDonald's maker.
Okay, no, just... You're right here.
We have to step out for 60 seconds, and we'll come back with more fun right after this. 60 seconds, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live. Every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
And we're back Friday Night Live here in studio. Scott Spears along with Caden. 52 minutes past the hour.
Was I just replaced?
Yes.
Oh, that's
were.
Happened before. I mean, this is the thing.
If you guys want to call in, 740-383-9944.
I think he's carrying the show more than you are tonight.
Well, it's because he talks so much.
That's good, but he's doing good.
Where would you go for a hand scooped ice cream shake? If you want to call in, 740-383-9944.
The strawberry side of the table is definitely propping the show up tonight.
Well, you know what?
The chocolate side's a little weak.
It's kind of funny because I know where he gets all of his talking, his nonstop talking from, but I really just don't have a time to, like, chime in today.
Now, if you two want to go and sit in the parking lot, we probably can lock up here tonight, him and I.
Well, I'm the one that drove, so.
Well, but that's why I say sit in the parking lot. I didn't say drive away.
Well, I'll come back for Caden, but I might leave you here.
Please
See,
do.
Leave me here?
No, like.
He wants me to come back for him.
Oh, I understand
and
that.
Spot.
Yeah. We have bonded over the last few
months. We have been.
Have you?
We haven't?
For a long time. So if you want to call in and get the answer locked in your head, 740-383-9944.
Do you feel we're not close, Caden, you and I, friends?
I feel like we're really close. It's just people don't call in.
Right. Like, and us, what?
Turn his off.
Okay.
Thank you.
So there you go.
He hurt his finger, so he's going to blow and
oh, that's okay.
Cry and, yeah. So we don't need it on.
Oh, well, hurting your finger, that's no fun.
Okay, if you want to call 740-383-9944.
But I have it on the record now. We're close, and we're buddies.
Yeah.
You doubted that.
We've only had two calls, and we're both in my family. Come on, let's get some people that we don't really know.
Some people that we don't know.
Well, those people are out there, let me tell you.
Yeah. So, if you guys want to call in, 740-383-9944.
And we're having a good time tonight. Now, have you ever been roller skating?
And I suck at it.
Well, roller skating is very tough. I was never very good at roller skating myself. I had a pair of roller skates, but we never did much.
Well, I'm really good. I'm not too good at ice skating, but if you want
Buddy to wants to play hockey.
Well, ice, yeah. You can learn that as yeah. you go along.
If you guys want to call in, 740-383-9944, please call in.
I think he wants to play hockey because I took him to meet the Columbus Blue Jacket players this year.
Well,
I
haven't
played hockey since we went to the Blue Jackets game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember the first time I think I met you, or the first time I think you came over, you YouTubed a hockey person. Who was your favorite hockey player?
His name was...
Well, but you knew it, and you knew the team, and you knew all about it, and it was very cool.
Yeah, they're really good. They, like, lost, like, only, like, 3 games.
I don't know if that's accurate, but we'll go.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. I don't think, they never really got to finish the season, so.
Friday, May 15th, 2020, coming up on 56 minutes past the hour. We'll take a break here at the top of the hour.
Yep, if you want to call in right now.
And we'll come back with much more program, but we've got 4 minutes left. How do you feel it's went in the first 40 minutes here?
Oh, I mean, I've been laughing a lot, so.
I like it, good. But not too much callers. Let's get some more callers in.
Well, you know, your mother, God bless her, has killed my call volume. Now, if it was just you and I here, we would be getting calls left and right, I think.
Okay, then get out.
Oh, okay.
See, we're not close. There
see,
you go.
See, you... We got a call, but they hung up. Yeah, because you were here.
Right,
you got here.
Just the way he told you to get out is like when I tell you to get out. It's very similar. It's like a thing.
Just right.
Get out. Shoo,
Shoot, we're having buddy. A good time.
Shoot, you birdie.
Are you going to sing tonight?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you're
sing.
Not contributing.
Caden will sing.
What will Caden sing?
I don't know.
Twinkle Star.
Twinkle Oil.
I know a great song I can sing.
Oh.
He's over his finger problem.
Here I go.
It's all
twinkle,
good.
Twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. That's dedicated to my mommy's dog named Star.
Oh, how nice. Very nice.
I want to have a pet werewolf, and I can't. I want to.
Now, that was the music portion of the program.
Okay. Colleen, we are 48 minutes past the hour.
We're not professionals, are we?
Well, I am. I don't know.
We are 58 minutes past the hour. If you want to call in, now's your chance.
Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour.
Call in at 740-383-9144.
And your favorite radio station is
WGH Radio.
There you go. Where the G stands for great radio.
Get told, Mom.
Yeah, well, you said different. Now tell people, let's get the honesty out here in the end of the first hour.
Honestly, now, we haven't got much calls.
Well, we haven't got many calls, true. But this morning, you were listening to the program, right?
Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
She's like, oh, let's cut this off. You're being screwed. You can't listen to this. I'm like, oh, come on. I did 2 days of schoolwork, and I haven't even missed a day.
So now it all comes out. You cut me off this morning in the middle of my broadcast. So what happened there?
And I was about to call, but she was being rude, and I was going to say a plum.
He was not going to call.
I was going to call.
We had a little Darth Vader there. He was not going to call, and I did cut you off.
Because she's mean to you.
Well, see, there we go.
Why are you such a gold digger?
Oh.
I'm trying to get them on the boys with the lemon keys.
I have heard. I'll tell you what. That's a thing. So
I love it. All the boys with the Lamborghinis. I've never dated anybody with a Lamborghini.
I find that hard to believe. So we're moving on next question here. No, we're coming up on a break.
Oh, bye bye. Call in the next hour.
We got 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Well, you threw him off there.
I did. I did a little fastball there. So, Caden, well, I point to you. You tell him that we will be back here in just about 15 minutes.
We'll be back here in about 15 minutes.
Well, we'll be right in just a second again.
Yeah.
All right, Caden, get ready. Let him know right now.
We will be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our governor,